This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy? Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush. Presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, it is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes. How's Andy today?
Andy's enjoying a beautiful day. How about you?
You know, if this wind would quit blowing, it'd be even better, but...
Yeah, I'm a little sick of that.
I hate the wind. Lived here my whole life and still hate it. That's why I don't live in... Sorry, Wyoming folks. That's why I don't live in Wyoming.
Real quick plug for Roof Max.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that roofs that are not moist,
yes,
that are not treated,
yes.
I'm telling you what, that was the, I don't know if you know this, that was the worst windstorm since 2018.
It was pretty bad.
It tore
still,
them up.
Still cleaning up stuff from that one. So,
oh, yeah.
Yes, and most of you will be. Great point, Andy. If any of you out there listening have had any kind of wind damage, especially if, you know, to your roof, gutters, anything along those lines at all, even a vent on the roof, give Dave a call. He'd love to come out. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Question of the day. Name the spider that became famous by eating a Tasmanian pygmy possum. That was yesterday's. It is the Huntsman spider. That'd be a bad spider. I have no thanks.
That's really bad.
I don't like spiders.
I don't either.
I'm not one that would go run away from one. But I'm not like one of those guys that holds the tarantulas and does all that weird stuff either, Andy. That's not me.
Okay, you want to know how much of a coward I am?
Yeah.
I ran away from a recent movie that came out. Now, I have seen too many horror movies in my defense.
I will give you credit there, yes.
But it's all about a growing spider called Sting.
Yeah, bad.
And I'm just like,
bad spider. Yeah,
fortunately, I had two movies a week, so I didn't have to. But I was looking at that. I'm just like, you know, I'm going to pass.
I mean, this thing ate a possum.
Yeah, well, Sting eats people.
Okay, well, even worse. Anyway, is the answer to yesterday's question. I don't have what is the fear of spiders, Charlie? Arachnophobia, is that what they call it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have that, but I'm not like their friend either. And I know there's good spiders, bad spiders, all that. Okay.
So
I
got
understand.
Arachdyslexia.
I don't care to see them.
Yeah, me either.
Just, you know. Today's impossible question of the day. Answer. It's the reason why they're impossible. Answer these on the rushtoreason.com website. Name the lake in Wisconsin, Andy might get this one, where once a year boat owners push an island to prevent it from blocking access under a bridge.
I've never heard of that. Okay.
Name the
and
lake
I'm
in
from Wisconsin.
Wisconsin
but
I've
no,
actually
I
watched,
don't know.
I didn't know the name of the lake, but I've watched this happen. There's some videos out on this. So if you haven't seen it, go look it up and I'll give you the answer tomorrow.
Is it a floating island?
Yeah, it like floats around. What, Charlie, what?
Is it like Guam?
It's like Guam. It might tip over.
It might
exactly.
tip over. What is a float? By the way, John, what is a floating island?
I don't know.
Well, I don't either.
It's got to be
a pontoon island.
What's it made from? Maybe Mike Johnson's right.
That'll be a first.
Sorry.
Okay.
Anyways, answer that on the rushtoreason.com website. Or not Mike. It's not Mike Johnson. What's the other Johnson guy's? What's his name?
Mike Johnson's in his own hot water.
Yeah,
right
he's
now.
In his. Yeah, we'll talk about that a little later. Hank Johnson.
Hank Johnson.
I had it wrong. My bad. Hank.
Well, did you hear the one while you were gone that I was talking about? Jeez, what's her name? Charlie, what's her name from Texas?
Houston. About talking about the moon?
Yeah, the moon.
Oh, my word. I've watched
it's
that,
made
yes.
of, largely of gases.
I didn't see too many things on vacation, but I saw that one.
Oh, it was a classic.
Oh, my word. And these people actually are running the country.
They're running our country. They cast votes that affect my life.
Unbelievable, Andy. Dumb as rocks.
I mean, she doesn't even understand the concept of a round rock in space. It's like, it's a rock, lady. Have you ever heard of people bringing back moon gases? They bring back moon rocks.
Correct. Well,
oh my gosh.
Unless you're one of those who don't believe we've ever been, but that's another conversation.
Well, it's a hoax.
Yeah. Speaking of, and I know I said this yesterday, but I want to dig it in one more time today. All of you folks out there listening, there wasn't too many of you, by the way, because my listeners are really smart, but there are some, and there were some, and some of you know some, that thought the end of the world was coming through the eclipse. And it was just another normal day, like I said it would be.
That's why last Friday we did end of the world movies, just to mock it, because it was so stupid.
Just, Andy.
I was telling everybody all week that I wasn't sure if you were going to be back because you might have been raptured.
I mean, on a serious note.
Yeah.
Okay. Does anyone realize, and because it really happens a lot in the Christian community, this whole end of the world, you know, rapture is going to take place, nonsense. Does anybody really realize how dumb and how much it kills the Christian witness when these people go down these rabbit holes?
Oh, they don't
realize. It's a killer. And I mean, on the serious side of it, I make fun, but yet it is serious because people that are out doing these things are awful witnesses for Christendom.
John, it's
are
both,
they not?
Oh, absolutely. It's both religious and political, though. You also have people on our side politically who are into every conspiracy that comes along.
Very true.
And they make us look really bad.
Very true.
Getting back to the Christians, the thing that really gets me is this, John. It's like they're really wanting it to happen. Jesus, come back. Jesus, come back. And I'm like, wait a minute. If you're a Christian, you literally believe that you are going to spend eternity with him.
Correct.
What's your rush?
I don't know, Andy.
Holy smokes. If you're going to spend eternity with them, that makes what's happening here an instant in time. What's your rush?
It really is an instant in time.
Right. And so I look at those folks and I almost have to wonder, John, do you guys even believe in eternity?
Mm.
I mean, because you're so nutty anyway.
Good question, Andy. Good question.
I don't know.
Again, I had to kind of throw that out there again today, but really I do to follow that up on the serious side, and this is the one fear that I have. With all of that, any other conspiracy that a lot of Christians get involved in, there's a huge movement among Christians when it comes to the flat earth end of things and so on, which, again, is just another bunch of kooks that are running around claiming things that are just completely false, and it kills your witness, is what I really should say there, Andy.
Oh, yeah.
It kills your witness when you go down those paths.
It does. And why are they among Christians? I don't understand that.
Andy. They'll even use scripture verses to what they will call, quote unquote, prove the earth is flat.
I left atheism to become a Christian because of science. Okay?
I know, Andy.
I mean, why on earth would you embrace idiotic science?
I don't know. I don't know, Andy, but they'll use stupid verses. I didn't say that right.
The four corners of the earth.
They will be stupid enough to use verses, because verses aren't stupid, but they'll be stupid enough to use verses for their cause. You know, the earth is set upon a foundation, and dumb things like that that they'll say.
Yeah,
it's
called a mantle.
Thank you, Andy. And they'll take scripture and, you know, misconstrue it and change it around to fit whatever it is they want it to say. And then the sad part about it, Andy, is they'll teach their kids this garbage.
Oh, my.
There's a whole movement of flat earthers out there. It's bigger than most think.
You had to deal with these people. I was not. I was absolutely shielded from them. I had to debate one extensively online about a month ago, and you know, I finally just had to block.
Yeah,
him.
Yeah, because there's no talking reason to them. Absolutely, they're crazy. You're right.
You know, 100%. And this is a guy, fellow Trump supporter, fellow Republican, fellow Christian, fellow whatever. And I'm just like, and he's reeling off these ludicrous. He's got a million websites, and he's got a million articles, and he's got a million proofs. And this was all. And I'm like, okay, so let me get this right. So the military is somehow preventing us from going to the edge and looking over it. The military. Uh-huh. So who is this military? You do understand people age and die. So all these people going into that military are coming from our ranks. So how are they being recruited? I'd like to see the recruitment poster for that. Okay. The few, the proud, the end of the world, the edge of the world brigade. I mean, what do you got? How do they recruit people to patrol the end of the world so we don't go look over it?
I don't. I don't know. Andy, there are certain mysteries of the world that I just do not understand. That being one of them, because to me it was really simplistic when you start just, if I didn't know anything scientifically and you didn't have any of the modern advancement that we have in regards to telescopes right. and satellites and trips to space and so on and so forth, which I get, all the flat earthers will tell you that's all false and it's all been CGI'd and so on and so forth. That's their comeback, by the way. They'll tell you that, no, that's just all fake images.
And they don't want to admit that all the other planets are round.
That one they never talk about. And I was getting to that. I'm like, okay.
Go ahead.
I didn't know anything about any of that. We didn't have any of the modern advancements. Couldn't you just look up at the moon and the stars and the sun? And they're all big round balls, Andy.
Yeah.
So wouldn't you look at that and think, okay, why? What makes us so special? We're flat.
Yeah, why are we the only one? For what purpose are we flat? I mean, why? Would we be flat?
And
why
flat earthers believe the sun is like a fraction of its size.
Right.
And it just spins around the top of the earth.
It spins around the top of the earth.
I'm not exaggerating.
You got to keep in mind, it has to go beyond the horizon for there to be night.
Well, but
what do they say? It goes
small.
The other side of the earth?
No, because it's so small, it just goes around the outer areas of, it's just circling the flat earth.
What is it, like a drone? How small is it?
Well, way smaller than we think. I don't know what they tell you. They'll tell you it's like dinky compared to what it actually is. Yes, this is real stuff, Andy.
Florida's the sunshine state. Does it go there more often?
Well, yeah, of course.
Does it retire there like everybody else?
Absolutely.
Okay, I was just wondering.
All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Bruce Simmons is next. He, by the way, who is not crazy, and he understands reverse mortgages completely. He'll tell you exactly how that works, how it could potentially help you in your financial world. Give Bruce a call today. He would love to chat with you. 303-467-7821.
A reverse mortgage can make sense for you if you are properly prepared. KLZ's reverse mortgage professor, Bruce Simmons, can help make sure you are ready. Many things you do not need to do first, like paying your bills off first or making certain repairs. And sometimes you will need to shore up some things on the home title or a repair that Bruce knows will be needed for the appraisal. The point is, you can be prepared for a reverse mortgage and move now rather than waiting. In an interest rate increasing environment, acting quicker rather than later puts more money in your pocket. Call Bruce Simmons for a free consultation at 303-467-7821. That's 303-467-7821. Or schedule online now at klzradio.com/reverse. NMLS 409914. American Liberty Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
All right. If you're looking for a great medical provider, Dr. Scott Faulkner would love to help you. He'd love to be your doctor, have you be his patient. And he is not, by the way, held hostage by Big Pharma and Big Insurance. 303-663-6990.
Do you want to improve your health, fitness, and beauty? Are you an athlete recovering from an injury? A weekend warrior who is sore from your last workout? Do you have a chronic medical condition trying to meet a health and wellness goal? Or maybe you are looking for a great doctor who thinks the way you do. Dr. Scott Faulkner and Castle Rock Regenerative Healthcare is your path to a healthier tomorrow. Owner Dr. Scott is a board-certified internal medicine specialist, bringing decades of experience and expertise to the table. Dr. Scott is a true advocate of the latest advancements in healthcare. That's why he uses umbilical-derived stem cells, which have been clinically proven to be the most potent stem cells available. Worried about being lost in the crowd of impersonal healthcare? Fear not. Dr. Scott is a big picture doctor, not beholden to Big Pharma like some other providers. He takes the time to understand your unique needs and will customize your healthcare to fit you, your body, and your lifestyle. Reach your full potential and achieve your goals. Call Dr. Scott today at 303-663-6990 or visit him online at castlerockregenerativehealth.com or find him at rushtoreason.com.
All right, you may have thought solar would not work for you. Maybe you don't have enough income to handle the credits and other things that might benefit you. There's an answer for that now. Call Ellen Davis with Level Engineering and he'll explain how that works for you. 303-378-7537.
Alan Davis with Level Engineering knows how much you despise cleaning your bathroom, but having that toilet brush in your hand actually might be more fun than opening up your electrical bill every month. You keep seeing constant rate increases, and those costs keep going up and up. We can't rescue you from cleaning the bathroom, but we can tell you that Alan Davis with Level Engineering will help you assess whether solar is right for you and your family. With electricity rates going up several times a year, and most households already paying up to 85% more in the last 3 years, just think about the money you'll be spending on electricity over the life of your home. That could be hundreds of thousands of dollars instead of getting solar now. With Alan Davis and Level Engineering, what you save over the years and the tax credit could mean tens of thousands of dollars back in your pocket and a meaningful tax credit today. We can't save you from housework, but we can help you save money. Call Alan Davis today, 303-378-7537, or email him at adavis@levelengineering.com.
God, country, reason. Now back to John Rush.
All right, here we are. Myself, Andy, Joe joining us now. Joe, what's up, sir?
John, you and Andy are both wrong. The earth is flat, and I got two easy ways to prove it.
Okay, let's hear it.
Well, first, I can go up my driveway. I can put a basketball down on my driveway, and it doesn't roll away from me. So there's
okay, there's one. Okay, gotcha.
One.
There's no way to oppose that. That's good logic. Yeah. Go ahead.
Second, go out to a football field and take a string, get three guys, and take a string level and stretch in between 100 yards between the two goalposts. And then have somebody out right in the middle on the 50-yard line, measure the height of the string above the 50-yard line, and then measure the height above the ground at each end where the goalposts are. And you're going to find that the height above the ground is identical in the middle and at both ends. So again, if the earth was curved,
yep,
it would be you'd have a drop at each end, and it would the middle would be closer to the ground, and the other ends would be further around.
Yeah, so this is a good point. Joe, if I may, really quick here, I believe that every NFL team should have an agreement with the U.S. military to station people there. Because if any of the players, you don't want them to go off the edge if they go out of bounds.
True.
Right.
Well, on a serious note, Joe, you being a pilot, because a lot of the flat earthers will use the way, and you can explain this even better than I, but the way airline traffic works when you're going from here to Europe, for example, you follow the curvature of the earth, and it's actually closer to fly up and around towards the North Pole and back down than it is to go around the outer edge. Well, they will claim that that's all the more reasons why the earth is flat, Joe.
By the way, you know, I would typically fly my plane at 30,000 feet. At 30,000 feet, you can actually see the curvature of the earth.
Okay, well, by the way, Joe, they will tell you that because you don't have to make any adjustments flying the curvature of the earth, that that's another reason why it's flat.
I don't have to make any
adjustments. Yeah, they'll claim that if you look at your horizon indicator and the fact that it never changes as you're flying the plane and you don't have to make any corrections downward because of the curvature of the earth, that there, in fact, it's flat.
But of course, you know, the plane is always perpendicular. If you were to put a line up from the earth through the center of the plane is always perpendicular. There's always a 90-degree angle, so it's always perpendicular.
Well, you better hope so.
Well, but again, Joe, their theory is if you never made any adjustments, you'd fly off into outer space. But they forget about this thing called gravity and the fact that the plane has to keep itself in the air in the first place, right?
Correct, right. And you're following, by the way, and when you set your altitude, your autopilot is actually based upon a barometric pressure.
Right.
So
because it knows that's how far from ground you are, right?
Right. So if you were to fly in a straight line towards outer space, the autopilot
the pressure would go down, right?
The air is getting thinner. Right. I need to tilt the nose down.
Correct.
So if you were to fly at a tangent, if you will, on a straight line tangent to the curvature of the Earth, you would in fact start to fly into the stratosphere, and the air would get thinner.
You follow the curvature of the Earth as you're flying your plane.
Wait,
right? You have to do that because you know, and that's what your autopilot does. It seeks a constant barometric pressure, which is a constant. Well, putting aside weather, high pressure, low pressure,
right?
Weather patterns. But assuming you weren't dealing with any you know, high pressure, low pressure areas, yes, the plane is going to follow the curvature of the Earth in order to maintain that constant barometric pressure
and altitude,
which is how the plane derives an altitude.
Right.
So, you know, for a given altitude, the barometric pressure has to be this, and my job is to make sure the plane flies at an altitude that maintains the selected barometric pressure.
Yeah, look, you sound like you're part of the hoax. Okay, so I'm just telling you, you're obviously part of the hoax. I got three questions for you, Joe. Number one, how does the atmosphere get held in at the edges? Okay, that's number one.
The ice wall.
Yeah. Number two, how did they, because I'm sure they got, you probably looked into this, how did they fake the moon landing? And number three, when we have, you know, an eclipse.
Yes.
How much closer to us is the moon than the sun? And how can the eclipse be seen from such great distances apart? Like, we saw 65% of it here. John, you went to where you saw it all,
95.
Right? Yeah, 95%. But, John, you and I, we were very far apart.
Right.
Okay, and we saw at pretty close times. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, well,
they will
come back and say it's because the size of the moon and the sun are much smaller than we've always been told, and NASA's a big deep state organization that's been fooling us this whole time.
Right. What is the moon then? Is it like a baseball? I mean, how little is this thing called the moon? And Joe, I mean, how little is this thing called the moon if it can go in front of a sun that's actually very close to us and not very big?
Well, it's a smaller moon. Still relative. They believe everything is still relative that way to cause an eclipse. It's just much smaller.
Okay, but here's the problem then. How does, if that moon is that little and therefore has to be that close to us, because the sun is that close to us, right?
Right.
If that moon has to be really close to us, then why doesn't it fall?
Well, I don't think they can answer.
Help me out here. I'm having. I mean, granted, I know the moon is very light because it's made of gases.
And really quick, too.
It's made of gases.
Not to get off on a tangent, Joe, but they also believe that the sun and the moon are inside of our firmament, which is the dome around the flat Earth.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, guys, I would love to. I unfortunately have a call I've got to get onto.
Go for it. No, you did a good job of kind of dismantling some of this just in the whole pilot thing, which, by the way, they will use pilots constantly as proof of the flat Earth.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, they do, Joe. Thanks, man. Appreciate you. Yeah, no joke. They will use guys like Joe and actually claim, because he has to do certain things flying, that in fact is
where
flat.
Where do they get pilots? And I mean, I would assume they're all like local pilots. They only fly in America or whatever. But where do they get pilots who will actually sign on to that?
I have no idea.
That's incredible to
me. I have no idea. I don't know if they do. I'm sure there are. I don't know.
Yeah, but I've known pilots who flew to the Orient, who flew to Europe, who flew domestically, and none of them would buy into any of this. They would absolutely laugh at it because they've come back both ways.
Andy, most pilots.
They've come back going via Hawaii and the West Coast, and they've come back going.
They've circled, in other words.
Yes.
Yes. Well, there are pilots like Dan Muir, who will also tell you that the whole chemtrail hypothesis.
What's that?
Chemtrails, where the jets are up there, the white.
Right.
You know, the contrails that you actually see coming out of the airplane are actually chemtrails, and that they're poisoning all of us through the gases and things that are coming out of the back of the airplane. And any good pilot like Dan Muir will tell you that, number one, you're giving that airplane far too much credit for the little bit payload that it would actually have and what it would actually be able to do down below some 30,000 feet under it. You're giving that pilot and that plane far too much credit if you think for 1 second there's any kind of chemtrail coming out of it.
Yeah, but anybody who talks about that never has a problem with Leonardo DiCaprio in his private jet doing it. Because they're doing it for us.
True.
To save us.
True. Really quick, too, when it comes to, I will also add, let me say this. Do we and do different governments cloud seed to change weather patterns? Yes, that's very well known. They've been doing that since the 70s and 80s. Do we seed clouds, and does that happen on a routine basis? And by the way, is that part of some of the potential extreme weather conditions we have that everybody wants to blame on quote-unquote climate change and global warming? Is some of that coming from the cloud seeding? That one I don't have an answer for, but that one wouldn't shock me, Andy. That's a whole different discussion.
Yeah, I don't know the size and scope of the cloud seeding?
It's really bigger than you think, actually. There's a lot of it going on around the world, even places like Dubai. And in some cases, it doesn't go real well. They'll actually overseed clouds and cause disruptions and do things along those lines.
Didn't Bill Gates want to, like, seed the atmosphere with reflective surfaces or something?
Yes. And I think once people start realizing that what a task that actually is, it's sort of like the whole chemtrail thing. It's like, yeah, this is way beyond our ability to even
Why would you want to mess with our atmosphere? I mean, it runs incredibly well.
Well, they try to seed clouds to try to change weather patterns for farmers and so
on. Yeah, that's that, but
you.
That's on a tiny scale. He was talking about
the atmosphere globally. Well, you got to go back to their whole religion of what they believe in, Andy.
Jeez.
As you know, they're trying to control their destiny, quote unquote.
These people are insane.
They are. Now, that's the insane part on the opposite end of the spectrum from the flat earthers.
Yes.
In my opinion, by the way, both nut jobs. Bill Gates and the flat earther.
Yeah, they're opposite nut jobs.
Yeah, they're just on the opposite end of the spectrum. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, all right, we'll come right back. I do have something that I want to talk about. Andy put in the notes today. I've got a little video clip, audio that we'll play of a younger generation individual talking about how it's hard to make it on the wages that are out there. And Andy and I can discuss that for the rest of this hour. Veteran Windows and Doors is next. Free labor, free install, I should say, when it comes to windows and doors right now with Veteran Windows and Doors. Find Dave at klzradio.com.
Veteran Windows and Doors guarantees every window and door they install is installed correctly. That means insulated, flashed, and sealed on the inside and outside for your benefit. It's because they follow stricter installation codes than what is required to protect you and your home from any additional costs or problems. And Veteran commits to a 5-year labor warranty because they want to go the extra mile. They are that confident in their craftsmanship and product. Veteran Windows and Doors will take time to make sure your home is weathertight during installation so that you remain comfortable throughout the entire process. Veteran promises they will always be there for you on the phone and in person in the rare chance any issues arise. Other companies give you a shorter labor warranty, and they may never return your call. For the month of April, enjoy free installation on your windows and doors with Veteran. Check out Veteran Windows and Doors today at klzradio.com.
All right, Resident Auto Brokers, two locations to service you, Boulder and Fort Collins. RidgelineAutoBrokers.com is the place to find them.
Are you in the market for a reliable car that won't break the bank? Do you need high-quality auto repair? Then look no further. Ridgeline Auto Brokers specializes in quality used cars that cost between $15,000 and $25,000, making them a great option for first-time drivers or anyone looking for a good deal. At Ridgeline, we pride ourselves on providing a transparent and hassle-free car buying experience. That's why we never charge any dealer fees. Plus, all of our vehicles are inspected by our team of ASE certified technicians. You can trust that the car you're buying is in excellent condition. And remember, we can also service your vehicle after the sale. At Ridgeline, we offer competitive financing options for vehicle purchase or for vehicle repairs. Ridgeline now has two locations, one in Boulder, and now a second location in Fort Collins, located at 1101 North College Avenue. Both locations offer full-service auto repair and a host of off-road accessories. Check out all our services at RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Ridgeline, the smart way to buy or service your car.
Cub Creek Heating and Air Conditioning, $50 off your AC tune-up. Call them now. Find them at klzradio.com.
Rain Pro Partners' Cub Creek Heating and AC helps save you money and stay ahead of costly Colorado regulations. For example, their dual-fuel solutions use a heat pump for your primary heating and air conditioning with a natural gas backup. Cub Creek can outfit your house with a heat pump that heats and cools your home, coupled with your existing furnace, which will kick in only when the temperature drops too low for the heat pump. This solution solves the main problem of the heat pump, which is poor performance in very cold weather. And it allows you to continue to use the furnace you've already paid for when the temperature drops, saving you money. Cub Creek will talk you through your goals and help you balance cost with comfort. It's your home, and Cub Creek wants to be your guide through Colorado's confusing rules and incentives. Give Cub Creek a call today and start the conversation. There's no obligation. Go to klzradio.com/HVAC. Cub Creek services all equipment manufacturers.
All right, we talked roofing earlier. Roof Savers of Colorado. Yes, all the wind we've had, there's possible damage to your roof. You at least ought to have a roof inspection done. Roof Savers of Colorado can do all of that. And if you have any damage that needs repaired, they can help with that, including the insurance side of it as well. 303-710-6916.
Every year, hailstorms ravage Colorado's Front Range, leaving gardens and roofs alike in shambles. From last year's storms alone, there are still an estimated 30 to 45% of roofs that are in need of replacements. That's where we come in. Hi, I'm Madison Hart.
And I'm Elizabeth Hart.
We here at Roof Savers Colorado take pride in helping homeowners make the best decision for their home and their roof.
Before we know it, hail season will arrive and your home will need a reliable, sturdy, and watertight roof. We will work with any insurance company to ensure you get the replacement you need. For over 23 years, we have specialized in both repairing and replacing your roof so that you can focus on what's important in life.
Don't let another storm season go by without replacing your roof, leaving your home vulnerable to leaks and at risk of further damage. Call Roof Savers Colorado today at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com. That's 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com to have a free inspection done on your roof.
Now, back to Rush to Reason, presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. All right, I've got a little clip we're going to play, and this is a, I don't know what her name is, Chaylin maybe? Chaylin? She is a young worker, and rather than, you know, Andy and I describing this, we will come back and talk about this and break this down, but we'll just play this and...
Looks like Chaylin.
Chaylin, okay. We're going to play this, and we'll let her explain, and then we'll come back in and break this down. Here we go.
I understand how the news has been dogging Gen Z and calling them lazy for not wanting to work a 9-to-5 for the rest of their lives. Let me put it in perspective for everybody who's a little confused here, okay? I work 5 days out of the week, 40 hours a week, okay? I do not make enough to live on my own. I would not make enough to pay rent, water, electric, and eat. All by myself. I would not be capable of doing that. 20 years ago, when you were getting started, you could live on your own. 20 years ago, when you first started, you were able to do everything that I am now struggling to do. Let me add another perspective here. You've been working for 20 years. You have 20 years of working experience behind your belt. You have 20 years of experience in a career that has allowed you to gain raises, to get more money, to profit you in an economy that you created. You can sit here and you can call Gen Z lazy all you want, but I've been working my tail end off just to barely make it by. And respectfully, I don't want to do that for the rest of my life. I don't want to work my tail end off, wasting all of my life working just to barely be able to pay my bills. And that is what you created, not Gen Z. We're just here getting started. You've been doing it for the last 20 years. You tell me how it got ruined. We can sit here and we can call Gen Z lazy all you want, but you let the economy turn into what it did. You let it all run to hell. And now it's Gen Z's fault because we don't want to work to fix your mistakes.
All right, real quick, before we get into all of the economic end of things, I just want to throw a few things out there to begin with, because we are a Christian-based programming, and we're owned by Christians, and I am, and so is Andy. And I know people don't ever like me saying this, but we are probably the most spoiled generation known to mankind, and let me explain. Nowhere in the Bible will you find them having a five-day work week. It didn't exist at that time, even through the New Testament. They worked 6 days, rested on the seventh. Okay? So for a lot of people out there that don't like hearing that, those are the facts. So yes, I get people need time off. In this case, she doesn't want to work her entire life. Again, retirement, by the way, other than the Levitical priests, is not in Scripture either. Nowhere in there does it talk about getting to a stage in life and kicking back and just hanging out. It's not in Scripture. Now, all that being said, we'll break down the economical sides of this.
Let me add one other thing.
Yes.
Also, Scripture doesn't talk about waiting until you're 16 to start working.
Correct.
They were working as kids.
They were working as kids. Life was different, and we are, in this world today, almost worldwide. Not quite, because I know there's third world countries where, you know, they're very impoverished and kids are working at age 3, 4, 5 years of age. I've seen it with my own two eyes. And yes, it's a whole different world than we live in. And in the United States of America, this first world country we live in here, even today, as bad as things are economically, it's still one of the most spoiled places on planet Earth when it comes to what you gain in the work that you actually do and what the expectations are. Now, one other thing I want to state for her before we get into the economical end of things here. There are literally, and again, let me back up. Give everybody a refresher. You all know where the 40-hour work week came from, right? I hope you do. Andy, do you?
Unions.
Nope.
I thought.
Nope. Henry Ford created the 40-hour work week for his assembly line. Prior to that, it didn't exist. Henry Ford, because he wanted to gain more workers and be kinder and gentler and all this sort of stuff, he came up with the 8-hour, 5-day-a-week, 40-hour work week. So prior to Henry Ford, again, the 40-hour work week didn't exist.
See, I thought it came from auto unions, but it did not. It came
kind of through the back door of Henry Ford, yes.
Okay, all right.
So that's where the 40-hour work week came from as well. Keep in mind, easily speaking, there's 80 hours in the week to work. You could easily work 2 full-time jobs if you could make your schedule work accordingly. And before everybody comes back sneering at me, yes, it can be done. And I want to remind all of you, by the way, I've been self-employed since I was 22, and a 60, 70, 80-hour work week has not been uncommon for me all of my life.
John, I've never been self-employed, and I don't remember the last time I did only 40 hours in a week.
Thank you, Andy.
So I wouldn't even know what to do with myself.
I wanted to say all that. Now, getting back to some of her legitimate claims. So my number one comment back to her would be, honey, I'm sorry. Yeah, it is really hard to make it on 40 hours. In fact, in my world, it's always been hard to make it on 40 hours. I'm 59 right now, and I still work well over 40 hours in a week and probably will until the day I die. So the reality is, yeah, it's tough to make it on 40 hours. And in my world, it always has been. So I'm sorry to break it to you, honey. You're probably not going to get by on 40 hours because a lot of other people don't either. So with that being said, Andy, some of what she said is correct.
It's too late to tell her this. She's already been replaced by AI.
Well, that's, and other robotics and things like that that will replace. Because she's a Walmart worker, by the way.
Yeah, and by the way, John, I
can tell by her uniform.
Everything you've said, I say amen. But I think she has a point.
She does.
Now, I think in a lot of ways she doesn't, because it's like, wait a minute, you're really upset about working 40 hours? I mean, first of all,
I remember my first part-time job, too.
Yeah, I mean, 40 hours. 40 hours is nothing. But she has a really good point. She doesn't. It's not that she has a hard time with working hard. I hope people heard exactly what she was saying. She doesn't have a hard time with busting her tail working the rest of her life. She has a hard time with working full time and not being able to pay her bills. She wants to be able to pay her bills. Now, what she's missing, of course, and we'll get into this, is the economics of what produced that.
Yes. Yeah. And to her point, when it comes to how far does your dollar go and all of that, I can't disagree with her, and everybody's feeling the effects of that. And yes, when you print the amount of money, this is one thing I talked about yesterday with David Strzeski. The reality is when you print the kind of money that we're still printing, $1 trillion every 100 days is we're at right now. The reality is when you're doing that, no matter what the Fed does, inflation's not going anywhere because the money supply itself is creating inflation. There's not a monetary policy out there outside of what we're doing to print money that will change inflation, period.
No, right? I totally agreed. And by the way, Shailin, she has something in common with me and you. The government isn't giving her anything.
Correct.
And I wish I could tell Shailin, every dollar government gives away makes your dollar worth less.
Correct.
Okay.
And every dollar they're printing makes yours worth less.
Right. And so you're angry at earlier generations. And by the way, she should be. They are the ones who set this whole wheel in motion. It started with FDR and then LBJ. Look, they're the ones who put all this in motion.
Right.
That was guaranteed to give us a skyrocketing debt and give us skyrocketing printing.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
She's totally right.
She's right
on
as far as that goes.
But
not her fault, and that I'll give her credit for.
Right.
It's not her fault that part of it is the way it is, no more than it's my fault or your fault.
But
now, she would look at your generation and, you know, she would look at our generation and say it's our fault she's where she's at. But no, you got to look even further back than that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It started before us. But let's not take our generations off the hook. Heck no. Put them on the hook. They did do this to her. They doubled down, tripled down, quadrupled down on all the printing. Hey, man, listen to Rand Paul talk about the budget sometime and you will understand.
Correct.
There is a good point in what this lady is saying, but I would look at Shailin and say, Shailin, if you want to know the people, you're talking about the people who came before you. You don't have to look that far back. Look at the people around you who are collecting checks from the government, who are having 3, 4, 5 kids when they don't have a job that can support one, who are literally taking in scads of money from the government while you're working your 40 hours trying to get by.
Correct. Now, I would also come to her if I had an opportunity to sit down one-on-one in a nice manner and say, know, hey, guess what? Sometimes you're dealt a bad hand. It's called life. And what previous generations did, sorry, you just got to suck it up, figure out a way out of it, and move ahead. And in your case, you have 84 hours. And by the way I came up with 84 hours is you take 24 hours a day, minus out enough time to sleep, eat, and do other things. Minus that out into 6 days a week. Give yourself 1 day of rest. And you got about 84 hours a week you can work if you really want to. And by the way, do that comfortably to where you're really not upsetting the apple cart to do so.
Yeah, and you don't even have to do 80. Let's make it 55,
but,
60.
But if you're her age, Andy, could you work 80?
Look at her. Look at her. She's a very, healthy young lady. She's healthy as a horse. She could put in 55, 60 hours without breaking a sweat.
Easily.
Okay.
And probably maybe not quite double her income, but half it again.
Yeah. She would add a ton of money.
Half it again.
And it's like, look, Lee, I like the fact that this girl is not saying, I don't want to work.
No, I agree with that.
She's saying, I want to be able to pay my bills for what I work. But here's
where I think there's a misconception, though.
Okay.
She wants to pay her bills.
Yeah.
At a low-paying, low-skilled job at Walmart, only working 40 hours. It never has worked that way, by the way.
Not very well. I mean, you would live at a very low end.
Correct. I mean, and that's true even, Andy, when you and I were kids. That part of it, at her age, even in our generations, hasn't changed.
Right.
Correct?
Yeah.
To get ahead at her age, you worked a second job.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what you did.
That part hasn't changed.
No, that hasn't changed.
But I will say this. The dollar used to go a lot further.
The money side of it. No. There's no doubt about that.
I mean,
the money,
wages have not kept up with inflation, especially with Joe Biden.
No, they have not. And I will give her credit on all of that. Again, my point is, I think you need to be really careful when you start blaming previous generations for things that are now happening to you. The bottom line is, what are you going to do to make your life better?
I got another point here, but we got to go to break.
No, you're fine. Go ahead.
Can I make this? Another thing is, hey, girl, you're making this video on your phone, a very expensive phone, probably.
Probably $1,000 or so,
If we look at all the modern conveniences that we have,
right,
those are very expensive. You don't want to deny yourself. The fact is, girl, you're living far better than you're living like royalty compared to people just 50 years ago. Okay.
Oh, I can look inside the car that she's videoing this from, Andy, and tell you that's
true. Yeah. You're driving a car that is way better than theirs. You know, but here's something that really gets me, John. We have in our neighborhood, we just opened a 7-Eleven in our neighborhood. It's the first one, so obviously it's packed.
Right.
And they run it very well. They do a great job. Great place. But what I've noticed is this. There are certain communities that go in that you can tell these are folks who don't make as much money or they're working in the area and whatever.
Right.
And they practically get groceries there. They buy the...
Which is the highest price place you could ever go to buy groceries.
Yeah, they buy those NO5 whatever drinks, and they buy all these things. And I'm looking at this stuff. I go in there, generally, you see my, I get a refill for my drink. It's cheap, okay? Or I get gas. I would never, ever spend the kind of money that they do on daily things at this place. And what I'm trying to say is this, John, a lot of folks in her position or at her level are wasting money at places right. like that. You and I go to Sam's Club and Costco.
I was pointing to my, you guys can't see me, I'm pointing to my temple with Andy saying basically they're not thinking clearly financially speaking.
Right. And this is not an isolated thing. This is the last point I want to make. John, this is huge.
Yes.
It is amazing how much money these people spend on stupid things. And then you look at their hairstyles. That wasn't cheap. You look at the way they adorn themselves.
Yes.
I wear a shirt and jeans or whatever. You see what I'm saying?
Yes. No, we've had this. We had similar conversations on vacation along these lines. My wife and I did. So we'll come right back. Don't go anywhere. Hi-Fi Plumbing is next. Speaking of saving money, by the way, and fending off inflation, Hi-Fi right now will give you $100 off your next visit. Whatever it needs. You may need a checkup. You may need something repaired, something fixed. I saw a post today in my local neighborhood group talking about water heaters and who can do a water heater and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it's like, well, Hi-Fi Plumbing can do all of that. They're on the west side of town. They'll take care of you. They're great. $100 off your next visit. Here's the catch. Just got to dial a number. 877-WE-HIGH-5. They'll come out. They'll take great care of you. Now, speaking of finances, Golden Eagle Financial. Everything Andy and I just got done talking about, you need somebody that can help you think clearly when it comes to that financial future that even somebody her age, Andy, can get started doing. And by the way, if she starts at her age, she can get to a point where she retires and doesn't have to work any longer.
Yeah, Shylin really needs Golden Eagle.
Very much so. Al Smith, find him at KLZradio.com.
You need Golden Eagle Financial to maximize your retirement in this new reality of rising costs that will not stop. That way you can retire on your terms. When prices rise, there are strategies and tools that an experienced retirement planner like Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial can use to maximize your returns while maintaining minimal risk. This gives you more purchasing power to retire on your terms, whether you want to travel, give to others, purchase property, or anything else you've worked for your whole life. Al can provide essential analysis and strategy to make sure that you're prepared for any economic changes. So that'll help you understand the exact risks and expenses and help you fit it into your plan for your future. Call Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial today and get started preparing for your new reality by going to klzradio.com/money for a free consultation. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Golden Eagle Financial Limited are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
All right, Michael Bailey Law, mobile estate planning, and you need help there, especially as, well, it doesn't matter. You could be her age. We were just talking about a moment ago. If you've got any kind of assets at all, you need an estate plan. Call Michael today. Find him at klzradio.com.
The right time to do your estate plan is as soon as it crosses your mind. Michael Bailey makes your estate plan convenient and lightens the mood for you so you're comfortable discussing a natural but unpleasant part of life. Everyone says they should get their estate plan done. And Michael knows that often people grab a business card from him, yet they never actually schedule their appointment. You don't have to be super excited about estate planning, but you know you should get it done. Working through the things people don't want to talk about doesn't feel as dark with Michael Bailey, because he's realistic yet positive. He affirms the unlikelihood of something suddenly happening to you. However, things happen that are out of our control, so it's important to prepare in advance. Make the darkness a little lighter with Michael Bailey today by setting your free zero-risk consultation with him right now at klzradio.com/estate or by calling Michael at 720-730-7274. That's 720-730-7274.
All right, John the Cyber Guy, make sure that you have your cybersecurity in check with your business. One way to do that is get a checkup with John the Cyber Guy. Find him at klzradio.com.
Have you ever considered a career as a cyber criminal? Think of all the money you could extort from victims. No experience? No problem. With the latest ransomware as a service, you can get all the tools and support of a top-ranked ransomware gang for just a few dollars a day. And with so many underprotected businesses out there, you won't have to work very hard. All you need is a big ego and no scruples. But wait, maybe you're an ethical person with a conscience, a business owner who just wants to take care of customers. You'd rather avoid ransomware. If that's you, call John the Cyber Guy. John knows the tactics hackers use and has the tools and know-how to stop them. Ransomware as a service is a real and growing threat. Don't let some entry-level hacker bring down the business you work so hard to build. contact John, the cyber guy, today at klzradio.com/security. Or call him at 720-593-6688.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. A couple other things really quick on our last breakdown of that particular audio that we played. And again, to her credit, is it all her fault? No. Other generations and the current policies that we have. And the one thing she didn't mention that we were talking about through break that I wish she had, Andy, is just a simple fact, and Charlie mentioned it in our ear a moment ago, is just the simple fact that these people also see the handouts that we're giving to those that are here illegally. And the reality is, it's not fair. You have somebody like her that's really working hard, trying to irk it out, and we're literally handing out freebies left and right to individuals that have no right in getting them in the first place.
Right. We're giving them cards with free money on it and stuff. It's incredible.
Cards that are loaded weekly.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Unbelievable.
Ridiculous, Andy. We should not be doing that. A good portion of the social programs, and no, I'm not talking Social Security, but a good portion of the social programs we have in this country should be cut back dramatically. Even go back to, for those of you that are on the left, by the way, go back to your fearless leader, Bill Clinton, and follow his mantra. You can only be on this program 2 years, then you're done. That was his program, by the way, back in the day.
Yeah.
Why can't we do that again, Andy? His party would not allow that, though.
Gingrich forced his hand.
Yeah, he did. But you know, to Bill's credit, he went along with it.
But he did.
We reduced the budget. We reduced the deficit.
Right.
We had things pretty well under control. Some of the biggest things we spend money on are social programs and interest.
Yeah, and that's...
And the interest isn't getting any better.
That's a big problem I have with Donald Trump. He does not want to do anything to curtail the very social programs.
He's a spender.
That are causing problems. However, in so many ways, if our country were running the way Donald Trump would have it run, her life would be outstanding. Because she doesn't want to sit around and collect checks. She wants to work. I'm telling you what, in Donald Trump's America, if you want to work, you're going to do well.
Yeah. And again, the other thing, too, if I had a chance to sit down with her face to face would be, and my wife always calls it this, do you have dumb spending? So in other words, as you're rolling into Walmart in the mornings, are you stopping by your favorite Starbucks or is there a Starbucks inside Walmart that you're actually, get my drift? I mean,
right.
What are you spending your money on? Because, again, when I was her age, irking it out. I didn't have the extra income. We didn't have Starbucks back then, but even if you did, I wouldn't have been stopping by one every day because you couldn't have afforded it.
No, if you're hurting, and I understand, just avoiding Starbucks won't be enough cutting for her to suddenly afford a place.
No, but it's a mindset.
But it's a mindset, John. What we're talking about, on the plus side, she was very right about how the economy has been screwed up by people who came before her. On the minus side, she's not understanding that her own entitlement mentality.
Correct.
Is wrecking her expectations of what she should get
Correct. For
what she is doing.
Yeah, and the problem is, and I talked about this a little bit yesterday, of just observing the things that I observed on vacation with the whole alpha generation, which is the kids of millennials today that will start into the workforce probably in the next 4 to 5 years, roughly.
You'll
start seeing some of those entering. They are so entitled. I have no idea how the next generation of business owners are going to handle that.
Yeah, and actually young ladies like Shailene are going to look at them and say,
"Yes,
what are you even doing at a job?"
They're going to shake their head.
She at least goes to work and busts her tail.
Correct. The other ones are going to walk in wanting everything handed to them on a silver platter because that's how they've been raised.
Yeah,
we're in for a rude awakening, Andy, on that level.
And by the way, let's face it, COVID made it worse.
It way worse.
Yeah. A whole way generation.
Worse. We are in for a world of hurt along those lines. The plus side is, if you are somebody of that generation and you can teach your kids some solid work ethic be entitled, they will be millionaires long before you will.
They
age-wise.
Will.
Age-wise.
Oh, they will.
Because they'll be one up on everybody else around them. That's the plus side to this, Andy.
Yeah, it's easy to be the fastest in a sea of sloths.
There you go. Absolutely. American National Insurance is next. Need insurance no matter what's going on in your world, because a lot of times, by the way, the drivers that you're driving around right now, about 4 out of 10 do not have any insurance. So make sure you're properly insured. Call my guy, Paul Leuenberger, today, 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger will teach you how to pay for home insurance the right way, saving money on premiums while protecting yourself from catastrophic costs in the future. American National Insurance keeps premiums low by attracting clients who choose to self-insure the small stuff. Most people don't understand basic economics, so they file claims all the time, driving up the cost of insurance year after year. You listen to Rush to Reason, so you probably have a better head on your shoulders, financially speaking, than the average homeowner. Still, you can learn new strategies from Paul Leuenberger to practice responsible money management. The smartest homeowners only file claims in emergencies, opting to pay out of pocket for everyday expenses. Personal responsibility benefits everyone, enabling you to afford total loss coverage. Call John's personal insurance agent, Paul Leuenberger, with American National Insurance for details about his one-of-a-kind rebate program. 303-662-0789.
We don't yell at you. We inform you. Now, back to Rush to Reason.
All right, in closing, good text message that came in. I call people, this is not me but the texter, but I'm going to steal this. I call people who always have money for fun, but struggle otherwise, fun poor.
Ooh.
I'm going to steal that, because there are those individuals where they've got money for everything, but what they need it for.
Well, let me tell you, that 7-Eleven is overrun with fun poor.
I'm going to use that one. So thank you, by the way. I appreciate that. Another full hour coming your way. Don't go anywhere. Myself, Andy, and Charlie will be right back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.